Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hey guys, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm so glad to be with you guys today. We wrapped up an interview today, and I was getting interviewed, and it was just so powerful because I began to share my testimony, and I don't think I've ever come on here to share my testimony, so I'd love to come to you and share a little bit about my experience and what God has done in my life and why I'm so passionate. And even in my missions trips and everything that I've, you know, recently have done, people have asked me things like, why are you so passionate? Why do you love God so much? You know, or how can I get to those places of loving God deeply and profoundly? And, you know, I shared with my story about how God really ministered my life at the age of 16 years old. And I had such a deep and profound encounter with God that I, for 3 hours, I was at an altar being ministered to by God. I was having a Holy Spirit encounter. He baptized me, set me free, delivered me. And it was so deep. I wept for 3 hours. I couldn't get up for 3 hours. It was the day of my salvation, but I wept for 3 hours. And I guess I was ready. You know, I had done worldly things, and I guess I just was ready, you know, trying to fill a void perhaps that was so empty. And I never strayed from God at the age of 16. After that, I never did. I had opportunities to walk away from God. I had temptations. I could have walked away from God. I had opportunities to maybe turn my back on God, but I didn't want to because He had profoundly touched my life. And I didn't have a desire to go back. The second encounter that I have with God, I literally saw hell. I don't want to say it was a vision because I literally felt like I was there for maybe about a minute or so, 30 seconds to a minute. And I heard the screams of people crying out to rescue them. They would say, help me. And they were screaming like an excruciating pain. I could still hear the voices till today. And I think I purposed in my heart that I was in search of rescuing people from that day forward. I didn't want people bound. I didn't want people going to hell. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't know who this podcast is for. The Lord put it in my heart to share this. Maybe you have strayed from God or you lost your first love. Listen, at the age of 16, I found God, and I didn't want to lose God. And yes, I made mistakes and I learned along the way, but I never turned my back on God. I wanted to learn more about God. And I think the third encounter was when I had keys and I literally was facing an enemy, a big demon. And I had these huge keys that God had handed me, old ancient keys. And I was going to go and unlock these prison gates that thousands of people, I would see thousands of people. There were thousands of people in a prison. And I had the keys to go and unlock. And that was the day that God began to give me the gift of deliverance. And here I am without knowing and having no knowledge of it, what to do with it, but I was so on fire. Listen, I've never lost my fire for God. And I truly, that scripture that says I have a fire shot up in my bones, that is a scripture that is so revelation to me because I am on fire. So when I preach, people will say, you're like a fire. I heard this one recently. You're a firecracker up there. Or somebody said, you are fire up there. You know, you're just passionate because this girl at 16 was touched by God so profoundly and so deeply, and I never turned my back on God. And so can you imagine if you were to serve God with everything that you have, not turn your back on God, what you look like in 10 years? So when I preach, I am just a vessel that has been on fire for since the age of 16. And that's like over 35 some years. So yeah, do the math. I have been so on fire for God. People have told me, and so I'm sitting here with my social media team and one of these incredible intercessor, Phoenix. And Phoenix, you gotta tell them, what did you say to me right now? You said, tell them how you take us deep.
So there's something so unique about you.
Yeah.
You take us into depths. And we would like you to share how you take us to the depths of the presence of God.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We wouldn't have the prayer lives that we do without going into those depths. And we never get stagnant in our walk with God.
Yeah.
Because you've taken us there. And, you know,
good.
You've shared consequences of not going there.
Yeah.
And it's we good. we can't live in surface.
No.
And you've shared that.
Yeah.
So, a hunger remains in us to, when you take us to those depths,
yeah.
to go deeper and, share with us how, what, why, why you go so deep. And
I don't know surface. I don't know surface Christianity. 16 years old, a girl's touch for 3 hours. I don't know surface. When I'm saved, I'm deep. You know, when God touches me, it's deep. It's, I don't think with God has ever done anything surface for me. I think with God, everything in my life has been deep. So I don't know shallow. I don't know shallow waters. I mean, I do because I've been in places where they're shallow, but I can't stay there. I don't know anything else. There is such a burn and a hunger for more of God. And a fire for more of God. So I don't know who this is for, but you are going to be on fire if you're watching this. I don't know, Michelle. I don't. I just know fire. I just know passion. I just know to love and to love deep. Maybe because he touched my life. And I'm so grateful to him for doing what he did in my life. And so, how can I not love deep if he touched me deep? So, when I committed my life to him, everything was going to be deep with him. So, when people get near me, or if I'm ministering, you're going to have to go deep, you know? And not that everybody does, because yes, I get there's hard-heartedness and everything, but I don't know, I just want to share this with you real quick. Ezekiel 47, and here God gives us to answer the Phoenix's question, how, or I do spark up a lot of hunger in people. You know, after you get done with me, you're going to want God. You're going to want to spend time with God. And maybe it's a gift God gave. I don't know. Maybe it's part of my assignment. But Ezekiel 47, God gives this Ezekiel this incredible vision. And he takes him into the deep. And he said in verse 3, as the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. Verse 4 says, he measured off 1,000 cubits, led me through water that was knee deep. He measured me through water that was knee deep. And then he measures 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. And then verse 5, he measured up 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross. It was so deep. So I think that that's how I could best describe Christianity. And it saddens me because in the last days, the love of many is going to grow cold. And I don't want your love to grow cold. I don't think that our love for God should grow cold. That is the strategy of an enemy. That is a strategy. That is a perfect strategy of an enemy to cook up something in your life to get you cold, to cook up an offense in your life to get you cold in God, to cook up a problem in your life so that you become discouraged in God, to cook up some kind of problem, a situation in your life so that you just stray from God and get you discouraged in God. That's the perfect strategy of the enemy. But here Ezekiel tells us that, you know, there was ankle deep, then knee deep, then waist deep, and then until you are submerged. And I think that God calls us to live into the deep. He doesn't call us, he's calling us into the deep. He's not calling us to live, you know, waist deep or knee deep or ankle deep. He's calling us to go deep, and he's crying out for that. He wants relationship with you. It's all in, you know, it's not, I give you half my heart. It's not, I'll give you a part of my life. It's not like I'll surrender certain areas of my life. It's like this is God Almighty who saved us, who held nothing from you and I, The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave you his greatest treasure. He held nothing back from you. He gave you everything. So it's one of those relationships where it's all or none. You know, there is no surface Christianity. This is all of you. You know, 100% all of you. Somebody said to me, well, that's a lot of commitment that a lot of people are not willing to give God. So I would choose to decipher that, choose to differ in that response, because I think that when you are deep, it's deliverance is at your hand. It's at your disposal. I think that that's the place where everything is, it fills you to a certain capacity where you are so overflowing. And so when people get near you, they're going to feel the presence of God. Demons have to evacuate. The power of God just comes out of you, you know, so you become this vessel where you are an example, but you are also a vessel by where the power of God begins to just be exerted out of you because you're full of the presence of God. And some people just only want God in a certain capacity, or they want a little bit of God. And well, see, God never, he never held back to give you salvation. He gave you all. He gave everything to you. How are we going to be on reserve? And the reason why we're on reserve is because Jesus is really not the Lord of our life. We accept him in our heart. But if really Jesus is the Lord, owner of your life, then he becomes the owner of your life, meaning he owns me. He's my dad. He's my father. He has my finances. He dictates my life. He tells me where to go. You know, that's, and I gave a preaching on that. You know, when you surrender your life completely to God and he becomes the Lord of your life, you know, true success is when you really are up under the will of God. Why? Because it is there that God becomes the Lord, the owner of your life. So he pays the bills. You know, he makes sure you succeed, you know. And so I feel that people right now need to wake up. I feel that the church needs to wake up to pursue God, to go deep. So to answer Phoenix's question, you know, I do awaken a hunger in people, but I think the way to go deep is to seek him. You know, the Bible says, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be open unto you. And then the Bible says this, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. We do the drawing. We do the seeking. We make that response to God, you know, and then God will begin to come back, you know, to respond back to that seeking. So I feel like there are people that have maybe gotten cold in God, or you really don't have a strong relationship with God. At one time you did, and then you strayed from God. I think there's a lot of that right now. I think that the last season really tried to take out a lot of people through offense, through hurt, through discouragement, through a problem, through the pressure that you felt. And so God's really not Lord of your life anymore. And, you know, you can't play around with him. You know, he's a loving father, and he's calling us into deep. He's not calling us into surface. He's calling us into deep. He wants deep, profound relationship with him. He doesn't want surface. He doesn't want us just to go to church and kill a conscience. And then we walk out of the church and then we go on to live our lives the way we want to live our lives. No, you know, he is calling us to a deep relationship with him where he becomes number one, where he calls the shots. He's the driver of the vehicle. He's the captain of the ship. You know, he is my commanding officer. You know, I'm just following orders. The Bible says that we are his soldiers on the earth. And so I think it's time that the body of Christ really truly wake up and examine our lives and going, do we have deep, or are we just surface? You know, or are we just playing church? Because listen, wickedness is going to get wickeder. And so the Bible says the love of many is going to grow cold. We cannot allow our love to grow cold. We've got to guard our hearts and make sure that he becomes number one and he's at the center of all things. So I just want to encourage everybody, come into the deep. Come into the deep because God is calling you there. I'm going to pray for everybody, and I'm going to declare that the Spirit of God fall where you are at and begin to convict, or commit to draw you in. You know what I'm seeing right now? I see like God in the deep, and he's like going, come. When Peter wanted to walk on water, he said, Master, if it's you, bid me to come. And then Jesus said, come. And that's what Jesus is saying right now. He's, well, I want a deep relationship with you. And he's saying, come. That's all he's saying, come. You come. You draw nigh to him. you seek him. I believe that he's extending his hand right now through this podcast, through my Facebook Live. He's extending his hand to people. And he's saying, hey, now's the day to draw near to me. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to declare that God is going to begin to not just convict you if you've been convicted, but also to start to draw you. That's what I'm going to pray. And I can feel God's presence right now as I'm speaking. So I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that are watching and those that are listening, God. And I pray that those that are longing and have a desire to have a strong, intimate relationship with you, God, that today would be the day, God, that you begin to melt their heart right now. Begin to melt their heart right where they're at. God, begin to just deal with their heart. Begin to break their heart right now, God. If there's hardened hearts that are listening to me, God, that your beautiful presence right now begin to saturate the room, God. Lord, begin to saturate that place where they're at, wherever they're at. And God, that their hearts may be melted before your presence as they surrender to you. Look, begin to surrender to God right now as I'm praying for you. Just surrender the idolatry. Surrender the sin. Just surrender it and repent right where you're at. As I pray for you, Father, I pray for those people, God, that as they're repenting and as they're asking you to come back into their heart, God, I pray that they would have deep, profound, intimate encounters with you, God, that you would deal with them. And there's a guy watching me. I know who you are. You would deal with that individual right now, God. Lord, he's craving you. He wants you, God. So I ask that you put your arms around everybody that's watching me and listening to me, God. And then you pour your love, God, your love all over them. Father, fill them, God, to capacity, God. Fill all the voids in their hearts, God. I ask you, God, that the longing of their heart, God, right now be met. That you would fill every void and it be you and only you alone. Father, we break idolatry and we command that everything that the enemy brought, God, to make them cold in you today is broken in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I call them into the deep today. I call them into the deep today. Father, we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus through this podcast. Lives will be changed. Lives will be convicted. People will come back to their first love. People will love you more than ever, God. People will be in love with you, God, that you would wake that up, God. People will run to their prayer closets, God. Lord, I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. I pray that this ministered you. Pick up a copy of my book. I've got Passionate Pursuit. I've got my intercession book. And I've also got copies of my Exposing Leviathan. And please pick up a copy. Hit the bell on my YouTube channel. I'd love to connect with you. Write some comments down what God did. I want to hear your testimonies. I love you guys. Spread this YouTube video. Please spread it. Let it go viral. Spread it everywhere. Let the gospel of Jesus spread everywhere. And let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And that this 2020 will be the year that you will be on fire for God. I love you guys. And until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.